If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same-day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same-day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Jeff Ehrman from Inside MD Sports is going to join us coming up at 8 o'clock as we talk about what's going on at the University of Maryland. Of course, Kevin Willard heading to Villanova. That means the Terps need a new head basketball coach. Be interesting to see what happens. I saw Steve Blake threw his name in the mix.
I kind of love that.
Did see that.
And who was it? I think you guys, did you guys have Walt on or somebody had Walt on?
I
was listening to the clip the other day and it talked about, you know, having a former Terp there. And I think that's one reason why Gary was so appealing and why, you know, I don't think he ever had desires on leaving. Mm-hmm. He had a Terp.
You want to hear? Yep. You want to hear Walt talking
Terp
about
lifer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, not at all. I know most of those guys that you just mentioned right there, they all are guys who have a stellar reputation. And so that's a good circle of folks that you mentioned right there. I look at a guy like Dwayne Simpkins, man, and he's a guy who's been in the fire. He's been here. And so, you know, like I said, I just think that you have to have Terp guys in the fold to some extent here in some way or fashion. We are a traditional school, and I think we need to get back to that part of it. So, you know, I think that when you look on that bench, when you look internally inside, you know, you should see Terps. It should be people represented that are alum, that are a family. And I think when you can do that, now it's not so, it's not as much of a detachment there. I think that you have more support, you know, things like that, that means something when you're talking about a traditional school.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. And, you know, if you get like a Buzz Williams or somebody, I think you're getting a great coach.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing to stop Buzz Williams from taking the next gig in 3 or 4 years. It's kind of what he does.
He's a college hoops vagabond.
And I don't know. I mean, obviously, Dwayne has coached in this area for a long time and had success, you know, this past year with what he did at AU. I mean, that would be a great one, I guess. You know, but I don't know how many other of those guys do we have that we could choose from.
I'm biased.
Right, who's that Maryland pipeline?
So my answer probably won't fit with a lot of other guys.
Why? Your answer is what, Dwayne?
Well, I just the DeMatha connection, the Maryland connection. Yeah, I mean, so I would.
Yeah,
I threw out Mike Bray's name last week, and I can understand why a school probably wouldn't want to hire a 65, 66 year old coach. Mm-hmm. But I mean, he was a uber successful coach at Notre Dame. Went to 2 Elite Eights.
I think that's a great idea.
And also has the connection here.
Well, I don't think he would leave, too. I mean, not only just because of age, I just don't think he would. Like, I think that would be kind of a dream job for Mike.
But Dwayne Simpkins makes a lot of sense to me, too, because he went to University of Maryland. He was an assistant for a long time. Now, head coach only for 2 years, but he wins this conference regular season, wins the conference tournament, gets to the tournament in his second year at AU. I think he would be awesome, and he certainly knows the area. Kenny Blakeney at Howard, even though he's a Duke guy. I don't know if they'd ever want to go out and hire a Duke guy at Maryland, but
I think it's unlikely.
I'm biased because I like the local flavor.
Do you not like the Steve Blake?
I do. I'm tweet. Intrigued. I have no problem with it
in that you see this in the NBA a lot. Now, he coached in the NBA a couple seasons. Mm-hmm. But in the NBA, they'll hire guys who seemingly have no experience. Some of them do well, some of them don't. I mean, Steve Kerr has won, three NBA titles?
The only thing I would say is I'm intrigued by Blake.
He was doing, you know, color commentary.
But it would be insulting to Simpkins, almost.
Yes.
Because Simpkins has put in the work in the college level.
Yeah.
So I am intrigued by the Blake name and the passion he has for the school.
Has Blake ever been a head coach?
He was an assistant for the Blazers and the Suns.
He was fired as an assistant for the Suns.
And that was like 5 years ago. Yeah.
So he hasn't been coaching for 5 years?
I mean,
I don't think so.
On July 18th, 2020, Monty Williams announced Blake no longer with the team.
I mean, you can't hire a guy who hasn't been a coach for 5 years.
He's got a big gap in his resume. Yeah, now, a lot of times you go for a job interview, they're going to say,
no way.
Well, what have you been doing these last 5 years?
I think he's been helping his son. I think his son is a baller.
I'm sure he's been productive, but he's got a big gap in his resume.
I think a lot of people are intrigued by Blake because not only is the name recognition, but I think a lot of people view coaching in college as almost fundraising.
Right.
Like, you have to have a guy that's likable with the donors, likable with the student body and alumni, and who can raise money to go buy players necessarily draw up plays.
Look, if he has issues with the X's and O's, like, I don't know why he would. I mean, he's a former player. Like, he's been playing forever. But if he does, then you surround him with a few good X's and O's.
But does Blake strike you as a guy, the glad hander, schmoozer?
He strikes me as kind of the Gary type. Like, Gary loved him. He's a fiery guy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so it's the personality I see him on the sideline.
With John Gilchrist.
Yes.
In practice. That's one of his almost
they
most memorable for.
I mean, I still remember. I used to play a lot of hoops, you know, in my 30s, and this one guy swore, like, I didn't think Steve Blake was going to be an NBA player. And he was like, dude, Steve Blake's going to be NBA ball. That guy was in there for 13 years.
He had a long, productive career.
He maximized his talent, for sure.
What about this idea? I saw this floating around there, and I don't know what side I am for it. But basically, since Willard left the program in Lurch, and they're behind on the hiring process, they're behind on portal transfers, like they're really behind the eight ball, that this year you almost treat it as a interim coach year, and you do whatever you can to fundraise for next year, and you can go find the exact coach you want. The committee doesn't have to hastily put someone coaching the team this year. You just kind of like almost take the year
off.
You
just have a punt year.
Yeah, almost take the year off.
I don't love it.
I don't think they're going to do that.
I don't love it.
I know I don't love it either, but I can understand the position that you're in right now, where you don't get the guy you want because everyone's already planted their flag with the program.
Well, I feel like they've probably known that Willard was gone, even though they were trying this last ditch effort to keep him. So I'm guessing they were out there talking to other coaches, and they've got a list. It might be 5, 6, 7 deep. Who knows? But they can't hire Steve Blake, who hasn't coached for 5 years, over a guy like Simpkins.
And I'd also be concerned who's doing the hiring. Like, they don't have an athletic director. Like, I've been concerned about who's doing the hiring.
I was told that there's a small group of people led by a chancellor. I don't know what the chancellor's name is, but Gary Williams is also involved.
Okay, that does give me some confidence if Gary's in the mix.
Yes, Gary is involved.
800-636-1067. Who would you like to see be hired at the University of Maryland? Would you want, you know, somebody like Steve Blake, who is a Maryland legend, doesn't have coaching experience? Do you want one of these local guys like Tony Skin, who's had success, or Dwayne Simpkins, who's had success? Now he has ties to Maryland.
Of course he's got ties to Maryland. Of all those, the one I do like the idea of having a Terp. I do like the idea, and I don't think they'd leave.
Yeah, but is that an overreaction of what Willard did to alumni? Is that you need... Like, are you really going to shrink the candidates for the job?
I mean, I do think it's shrinking your candidates, but I don't think they have a ton.
Well, what doesn't make sense to me is why, apparently, from what you hear, Buzz Williams is interested in the Maryland job because, and I don't get this, Texas A&M is a huge, huge football school. I get it. But they also, I think that they back their and they support their basketball program. Mm-hmm. Unless Buzz Williams is dealing with the same things that Willard was dealing with, which is a possibility, we don't know. But are you going to come to Maryland where that's the same reputation? They're not backing the basketball program as much. Now, maybe they've changed those numbers. But are you going to leave an SEC school with those resources?
Maybe they give him assurances that the numbers in College Park would be better than what he's dealing with at Texas A&M.
I'm sure they probably would be.
The shadow that you're under at Texas A&M is much larger, right?
Oh, yeah.
Than here.
But he's got no connection.
I mean, you got a football issue, but it's not like...
He's got no connection to the area. I mean, he was in Blacksburg for 6 years, but, you know, and I'm sure he tried to recruit DC kids, but he's got no real connection.
And he's not a fly-by-night guy. Like, he did six seasons in Marquette. I think he did five or six in Virginia Tech.
He goes, it's every 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, so, like, if you get a 5 or 6 year run out of Buzz Williams and you make it to a Final Four or deeper, he's certainly worth bringing in for an interview and talking to.
Well, another name that was thrown out there, and again, who knows who's reporting this, was Nate Oates, who has been at Bama, just lost to Duke, went to a Final Four last year. Bama's not giving their basketball program enough funds. I mean, I don't get it. I mean, I understand it's one of the biggest schools in football, but maybe some of these basketball coaches are going, we're just not getting the support that we need.
When you have monster football programs like A&M and Alabama, they probably always feel like they're getting slighted.
Yeah.
800-636-1067. For some reason, I guess it's probably more my heart, I'm in the Steve Blake camp.
I love Blake, but I think it'd be an insult to other guys.
Now I'm bringing up a failed guy. I'm about to bring up a failed guy.
You literally would hire Steve Blake over Dwayne Simpkins, who's been a coach for the last 17 years.
It feels like when Steve Nash was hired. Now that ended up not going great. But
how'd it work for Michigan when they hired Juwan Howard, who had coaching experience?
Well, he had a couple good years, but he got fired.
It didn't work well, but I mean, it's worked okay for Golden State.
I know it's a feel-good story. You cannot hire Steve Blake as a serious candidate.
Now, if he'd been coaching for the last 5 years, in the NBA or college,
If he was coaching college kids and was dealing with Portal and NIL, of course.
He hasn't been in a coaching gig for 5 years.
No. Like, they're not going to hire Steve Blake. He's not on a short list.
I mean, he's...
They're going to go after a guy who's got experience.
It's a feel-good story. It's good for nostalgia, but I don't think it's realistic.
I don't know. They're in a tough spot, man.
They've got to make a decision ASAP.
I mean, obviously, I would love, because we've known Mike for 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
I think Bray would be a great hire.
What's
Bray?
I'm telling you, look, it is outside the box, but I'm looking back at Steve Kerr. He played till 2003. Then he was with TNT for the next decade. Then he gets hired by Golden State, and he's winning titles. And that helps you have Steph Curry, and you have Klay Thompson, you have Draymond Green. It's not unprecedented. But you're right. The values, you can probably rack up a bunch of guys who've had no experience or less experience that failed. But I don't think that – if you get the right guy, it's the right guy. Steve Kerr was the right guy, whether or not he was coaching in the NBA the year before.
They're not going to hire Steve Blake. Sorry, they're not going to hire Steve Blake.
I'm just saying that's who I like. Who do you like?
I'm biased.
Cakes?
Didn't I tell you I was biased? I told you that.
If they can get Buzz Williams, I think that's a great hire.
You're a Buzz Williams guy.
I like Mike Bray.
But who's your number one choice?
Number one?
Yes.
It's not Steve Blake. I don't know if I have a number one.
Give me a number one.
Probably Buzz Williams.
You're Buzz. You're not sold on Simpkins either. I like Simpkins would be my number two.
Simpkins would be a great hire.
I tell you, Dwayne wouldn't cost a lot of money in terms of salary.
Hey, man, you need to hype him up. Don't hurt his bargaining power.
I don't care about the money.
No, I'm just saying they could put more money towards the actual program, and it's not like he's going to demand $5 million a year.
Right.
EB, who's your number one?
I don't know. It's tough. I am intrigued by the Buzz Williams and the Mick Cronin names, but I do like
the idea. You wanted a Terp.
But I do like the idea of having a Terp, and I think You'd have to tell me who would be more deserving at this point than Dwayne if you went the Terp route.
Yeah, nobody.
I don't know who would be more deserving.
Nobody.
Yeah.
If you wanted to stay in house, but
it's a
Who knows what it again?
It's a big job, man.
Who knows who's making the ultimate decision? Because they don't. They have an acting athletic director now, but I don't think she's going to make the last call. And how much are they willing to pay? You know, how much are they willing to pay per year? Are they willing to go $6 million a year?
Well, then
you're going to get a lot of big names who are interested in that.
Well, what are the big names?
I mean, the Porter Moser's name's been brought up there. Buzz Williams. I told you, Nate Oates, his name has been brought out there. There's been other big names that you hear are interested in the position, but I don't know how legitimate it is.
How many days till they hire the head coach, you think?
No idea.
Because you are behind the eight ball with the transfer portal.
Look, I thought the Kevin Willard announcement was going to come way before it did.
A
so
week
I have no
or less.
Idea.
I think so, too.
I mean, they have to move
I
on.
Think it's
they,
got, they I can't... think it's got to be in a couple days.
Yeah.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
They can't wait until next weekend.
I'll just go all in on Simp. I'll just go
Simpkins
all in.
I'm with you on Simp.
Let's go all in on that.
Don't sleep on Bill Murray's son at UConn. Luke's one of the top assistants.
I know everybody hypes him up.
His name's been out there.
I don't really care about him. I have no allegiance to him.
His name's definitely right now, out there.
I mean, maybe he's great.
He's a great recruiter and a great offensive coordinator for them.
Yeah. I'd rather have...
I've heard Pat Scarry, who's the coach of Towson.
Look at that.
I've heard his
That'd
name
be a
out
big
there.
Step up.
I'd rather have Buzz or Mick Cronin.
Well, we're going to talk to Jeff Ehrman from Inside MD Sports coming up at 8 o'clock as we talk about what's going on at the University of Maryland. Coming up next is a torpedo bat cheating.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.